Now, our message is entitled The Christian's Milk and Meat. And the theme is how we all ought to grow. Milk and meat signify the food that we give to our souls and spirits, that we may grow thereby. You know, in this Every Home Sings, there is a little chorus we want to sing before we settle down to the message. And it is just before hymn number one. In the very beginning, before you come to hymn number one, turn backwards to the front. Then you see here, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. That's all there is to this chorus, you know. Very simple. You cannot even forget it when you get home. So we let hear the music, we're going to sing this. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Everybody sing, it's a joyous hymn together. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Now everybody knows the words, don't look at their books together. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Grow if you want to grow. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Thank you very much. Now please turn to the Word of God in 1 Corinthians, the passage we had read earlier, and then we shall look into the Word of God, what it has for us this morning, as we think of the theme, the Christian's milk and meat, implying that Christians ought to feed themselves properly. Yes, we all understand this in physical terms, don't you? Of course, we all have good meals 3 times a day, worse still 4 times and 5 times, and that makes no good. Yes, enough is enough, but we know how to feed our bodies. Why don't we know how to feed our souls and spirits? Many of us don't. It's a strange thing. So this morning's passage is about all these wonderful needs. Verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. You see, the Christian's life begins when he hears the gospel and believes. That's how you became a child of God. True? Of course. Verse 23 says, we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto us who are saved. Yes, it is the power of God unto salvation, to you and to me. Now, when you heard the gospel, did you not thank God? For you were dead in sins and trespasses, not knowing the way. And then came the gospel light, that Christ Jesus died for us that we might be saved. And you look to Him and say, Lord, save me. Did you not do that? Of course. All of us prayed the sinner's prayer. And coming to Jesus Christ, we say, praise the Lord. Now I have the way of God. God as my Heavenly Father, Jesus as my Savior, the one who bled for me and gave His life for me, and now He is my Lord. Now what do you become? Answer, you become a newborn babe in Christ. Every one of us started life this way, life in Jesus Christ as a newborn babe, after that what happens? This is where the growth comes in. How do we grow? Read your Bible, pray every day. We've heard that. Are you? Last week we heard the message of prayer, right? Do you remember? Did any of you pray more earnestly, more zealously, more sincerely? I hope you did. Now, prayer is one part of our Christian growth. The other is how we ought to feed the Spirit. And that, you may call it broadly, mind food. What is it you feed your mind with every day? The first thing that a baby, newborn, knows how to feed without having to teach is milk. Obviously, every child, you don't have to teach any newborn child. They all know, every mother knows, right? All right. So this is the beginning of Christian life. And the Word of God says, 1 Peter 2:2, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. So we all read the Word of God. We all feed on the Word of God and then we grow. But we must progress from milk to meat. In other words, we must not stop there and just be a child. How funny, how strange it would be if you invite a friend, parents, a couple with a child, 3, 6, and 12 or so, and they come to your dinner, and when it's dinner time, they all produce milk bottles, all of them sucking milk from bottles. You say, that's impossible. Well, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? And yet there are Christians who, after many years, they are, as it were, ignorant, sucking in milk bottles. Can it be? Turn to the next chapter. Chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, has something to lament, something he regrets, that the Christians there have not grown as the way they should grow. So he says, verse 1, please look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. He says, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Paul has got strong language for them, strong meat for them, things that they needed, but they were not in the state of mind and spirit to receive. In case that food is too strong for them, Paul has a regret expressed here, verse 1. Continue to read verse 2. Verse 2 says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. I have nurtured you with the simple gospel. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. They walk with Him. Very simple. You can understand that, don't you? And when it goes to further, deeper truths of the gospel, then they are at sea. They wonder what's happening. So Paul says, I fed you with milk and not with meat because you cannot take it. How strange. Physically, it is an impossibility, but spiritually, it is a commonplace thing. Many Christians, after many years, do not know how to turn the Bible, do not know how to pray, do not know the deep truths of God's Word. Why, please, dear friend, there are a lot of seats here. Kindly take a seat. Yes, make a seat for them, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. Be seated and be comfortable. Now, verse 2. Please. Paul says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to hear it. Neither are you now able. Oh dear. How many years have they been Christians? Whatever it is, how many years? Paul says, you ought to have grown. In this church, those of you who have attended for any length of time will realize this. The leaders here are very concerned and very mindful that everyone who steps through the portals of Calvary Pandan will be led into the Word and knowledge of God in a systematic way. I want to show you. say, dear friends, it takes a thinking heart of the leaders to plan for all of you here that there will be no occasion when any of the leaders here can say, I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you cannot here bear it, neither are you now able to bear it. If we teach you about sanctification, about righteousness, about redemption, do you know them? So we have here all the elements of feeding yourself and coming here to be fed by the leaders, by the organized classes. How many of you belong to these groups? Look at number one, reading, meditating on the Word of God. Oh, how love I thy law. Psalm 119:97 is well known to us. Well known to you, I hope. My dear friends, if you have no systematic reading of the Word of God, no system at all, I say begin today, please. There is this year planner. I want to ask you to do us a favor. On the table outside, there are still two piles of this. A small version, which is half the size, and this big version. Every day, this thing gets less and less worth money. Worth nothing now. So please, I urge you, when you leave, take a copy and do something with it. Either you give to a friend or you use it yourself. In this year planner, near the end, we have a read through the Bible program in 1 year. How many of you have tried it? Yes. You ask yourself. I didn't print it for nothing, you know. This is for you to follow a system. So every day when I finish, I put an arrow, a tick against where you have read. And this gives you a system. But don't read mechanically, please. Read and meditate. What is meditate? Pray and think. What is God speaking to me? As you do so, the Spirit through the Word in you will cause you to grow. You do not feel it at the moment, but after a time, wonderful. Now I know God's will for me. I know what it is to be a witness. I know what it is to suffer a little for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have grown, matured. Why? Because you have read the Word of God, meditated, and the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart to do a work which no man can do for you. Neither can you do yourself. Not by New Year resolutions or any kind of willpower. Not those things. Please, number one. So I want to challenge you. If you have never, don't tell me, oh, it's too late. Already February, what is today? 19. Huh? Already February, I'll wait for next year, January, then I'll start. Is that right? No. You start now, February 20th, start tomorrow, okay? Then you finish the year, next year get the next diary, and then start from January. Right, don't wait, please. God's Word is so wonderful. It is the growth factor that you need inside the Word of God. And we do this in order to help you in your lack of system. Number two, how do you grow? The Word of God in Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and the Word of God gives you growth, causes you to grow. So, hearing the Word of God being preached to you is one of the avenues, one of the ways where God's Word comes to you by preaching. And when you hear the Word of God, please remember what I've said so many times. What do you do? Pray, please. Please pray. When you pray, you say, Lord, I really want to be fed. I really want to grow. And when you pray from your heart, the Lord in heaven will send His Holy Spirit into your heart and you will grow. This is the promise. Please, we cannot do anything else except give you the word of God by hearing the word of God, by preaching the word of God. Number three is memorizing. The best time to memorize is when you are young. But when you're old, you still can. Don't say brain rusty. You can still polish up the brain and then you get going. But it takes a little time, a little discipline, dear friends. But it is worth it. It is worth it because when you come to a crisis, when you meet with a problem, shall I do this? Shall I do that? And the word of God says, this is the way. Walk in it. And I will go with you. Fear no evil, right? You sick in the hospital, you think, may I die? May I do this or that? And the word of God will tell you, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, how do you know? I memorize. Yeah, that is the worth of memorizing God's word, the meaning of memorizing. When you know the word of God, you will not fear any evil. If God is with you, if His word is with you, you will fear no evil, right? Memorize, please. We are going to launch a program for memorization shortly, so look out for it. Look out for it. Everybody is going to memorize. Of course, we are doing, you know, every week we are doing, but we are going to have something more powerful coming. Now, number four, studying at home, FEBC. What is that? Do you know what that is? You ought to. Far Eastern Bible College, where Dr. Quek is lecturing, and which has been our Bible college for the last 40-odd years. Do you have an evening to spare? Monday, Thursday. There are two wonderful classes, specially prepared and tailored for busy people who have to work in the day. You can go and study theology at night, and this is wonderful. I think it's free. Is it free? Not free. But affordable. Affordable. You know, you don't have to go to America. In fact, it is risky to go to America because you can get to a seminary where they teach devil doctrines. So down here, the pure milk of the Word of God is being brought to you at minimal cost. Very affordable. So think about it. Right. Number five. What is BS? Bible study. Fellowship groups. Contact groups. All these are tailored, prepared, ready, available. You don't have to travel thousands of miles to attend. Every one of us here ought to belong to some group, if not as a learner, as a tutor, as a teacher. Right? Please think about it. But all of us should grow so that there will be no occasion when any of the leaders will have to say, oh, brethren, I could not speak to you because you are so immature, so carnal. If we give you strong meat, you may topple down and die. That kind of fear. No, there should not be such a situation. But everyone in Calvary Pandan, please make it your point, make it your undertaking and resolve to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that what for? You know, the gospel is a call. The gospel is a call souls out of darkness into the light of God to be saved. But that is not the end of the gospel. Please understand. The gospel is to call you to be saved, and then when you are saved, to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. There are two aspects to the gospel call. Don't stop at the first one and don't just say, that's enough for me. You want to be a witness? Please consider. Be a witness, to be a laborer together with God. You must know the word of God, because that is the ammunition. That is the food, that is the medium, that is what you go out with, the Word of God. You must know the Word of God, then you can go and be a witness and be a laborer together with God. And may I say this, there is nothing more blessed than to be a messenger for God. You can be, yes. You can be to your home. You can be to your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones. You ought to be. Why are you not? So I say, please, Bible study fellowship groups is to equip you so that you become one of us, and all of us serving the Lord, going forth, can do great things for the Lord. When Jesus comes, let me ask you again, what will you say to Him, dear friends? You say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I say, that's not good enough. Thank you, Lord, for making me your servant, that you can be a laborer together with God. How wonderful! When you arrive in heaven, you can tell the Lord Jesus all these things, that you learned to be a witness and a servant in the church called Calvary Pandan, where you had a share in that ministry, where you went and brought people, brought souls to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were saved because of you. How about that? Can it be done? Of course. But you got to do it. Then there are all these miscellaneous many classes. Number 6, BBK, basic knowledge, basic Bible knowledge course, all right. All who intend to join this church as members are advised to go through that course of 18 lessons over 6 months. And there you will learn the basics. Isn't that great? Dig His Word, DHW, and ABC, Adult Bible Class, and Bible Camps. By the way, we have a Bible Camp coming up in June, just about 4 months' time. And that is one event I would like you to pay special attention to. That is the place where you may grow. I have worked out in 1954 when we had the first ever Bible Presbyterian Church camp in a place called Telok Paku, which is no longer in existence because it's been taken over by the airport. Now, in those days, I worked it out. If you attend that camp for 6 days, it's equivalent to 6 months of attending church. So how about that? I say, it's a crash course. Come with us to a place called Awana in June. Awana means the land of clouds. It is 3,300 feet up near Genting Highlands. Please look into your weekly. It's all there. Now, back to the Bible. Please. First Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 1. All right, we go back one chapter. First Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 24. But unto them who are called, whether Jews, Greeks, Chinese, English, whoever you are, the power of God and the wisdom of God applies. When you receive the gospel, it transcends any race, everyone, no matter what you do. When you hear the gospel, we all are reduced just to simple souls. Yes, and souls have no nationality. Just a sinner needing to be saved. And that's why we all are. Now, verse 30. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Now, dear friends, we must progress. Whereas in verses 23, 24, we are just being saved, right? All of us hear the gospel, wonderful, receive Jesus Christ, born again, babes in Christ. Now, look at verse 30. Now in Christ, babes must grow. You must grow. Then you'll be able to understand the wisdom of God. How do you understand the wisdom of God? By reading the Word of God. By listening to all the sermons. By joining a Bible class. By self-study, by going to FEBC, all these things, as I've shown you just a moment ago. Then you begin to understand righteousness. Can you explain to someone who asks you, what is the righteousness of Christ? Do you have it? How can you have it? These are things we all must learn. What is sanctification? What is it? Oh, dear friends, never stop at salvation and full stop. You must go on to sanctification. That is, to Christ's likeness, to learn to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ by the inner working of the Holy Spirit, by the studying of the Word, by daily encounter with the Savior in your prayer, in your meditation, in the study of the Word, you grow to be more like the Lord Jesus. Sanctification. We all must learn. Then it goes on to redemption. How we were bought back. Now these are deep doctrines. Do you understand? You will understand if you seek earnestly. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Now read verse 31. That according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Verse 9 of chapter 2. Now that is to pick up from verse 31 of chapter 1. It says here, as it is written, the deep things of God, the mysteries of God's blessings cannot be understood by human means. Here it says, as it is written, verse 9, please follow, I have not seen, ear not never heard, neither enter into the heart of any man, the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. How can you know? Now you are a Christian, how do you know what God has for you as a child of God? Now these things, no man can use research, philosophy, any kind of book on earth to study and to know them. No way at all. How do you know? You see, God has wonderful blessings for you and for me. But the only way you can know it is to come to Him and to wait on Him and to plead with Him and He will give it to you. How? Verse 10. But God hath revealed them to us by His Spirit. Please understand. Now some of you will ask me, how can the Spirit teach me? How can I have the Spirit? The Lord Jesus says in Luke 11:13 says, you understand, believers here in this church of Calvary Pandan, you as sinners know how to give good gifts to your children. Now you have become a child of God. Will your Father in heaven not give you the best gift? Right? This is the reasoning. How can I have the Holy Spirit? The best gift that God can ever give you is His Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Are you praying for the Holy Spirit? When you have the Holy Spirit, you begin to understand the things of God. There is no other way that you can understand the things of God except by the working of the Holy Spirit. And this is the promise. The Lord Jesus said to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled, remember? John 14. Alright. You believe in God? Believe in me. I will go and I will send pray that the Father will send you the Holy Spirit Comforter. He is the Spirit of truth and He will teach you all things. Now here it is. The Holy Spirit. You want to grow in grace. You want to mature. And to be strong in the faith and to know the wonderful things that God has given to us and prepared for us. What must you do? Pray for the Holy Spirit that once the Holy Spirit comes, all these things will be made known to you. Read on, please. Verse 11 is to help us understand why we need the Holy Spirit. Verse 11 says, what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of a man in him? Because you are a human being, I am a human being, you have the spirit of man, I have the spirit of man, I can communicate with you, but you cannot communicate your mind to your dog, right? Or to your cat, or to the orangutan. No, there's no way. Because that other creature does not have the spirit of man. We can communicate because we have the spirit of man. Now, in the same way, Paul says, look on. The last part of verse 11, alright, it says here, even the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. How can you know the things of God but the Spirit of God? So you must pray for the Spirit of God every day. Pray, Lord, please Give me of your Holy Spirit. Yes. Earnestly pray, earnestly seek, and earnestly walk with the Lord in holiness of life, and the Holy Spirit will come to you. Verse 12, please see. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. What is the spirit of the world? The spirit of the world is the spirit of Antichrist. Please understand. Yes, if you have the spirit of the world, you will enjoy the things of the world, and you will feed your mind with the mind food of the world, and you will never, never, never grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say to all of you, lovingly, what do you feed your mind with every day? Mind food from what? Radio, television, internet, Straits Times, other journals, things in the shops. You feed your mind with those things, you will become like one of the world, and you will go the way of the world of perdition. You'll never grow in grace. Your mind must be fed with the things of the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Why? Because you've become a child of God. And because you have prayed for the Holy Spirit, and you have asked the Father in heaven, Lord, help me to grow. Give me of your Spirit. Now, verse 12 is the answer. You have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Here is the answer. How can you grow? Pray. Read the Word. Ask the Lord. Open your eyes. Give you the Holy Spirit. Then you begin to understand the Word of God. Then that becomes your mind food. Not just milk, yes, but have meat, strong meat. Holy Spirit, being your teacher, will cause you to grow. Amen. Now let us look at verse 2 of chapter 3, and then we conclude with that. I have fed you with milk, says Paul, and not with meat. This is addressed to the congregation at Corinth. Corinth is well known as a port city in that part of Greece, very famous, very affluent, very prosperous, just like Singapore. Yeah. And a place filled with philosophers, place of learning, place of entertainment, place of vice, place of sin. So that church was a sinful church and it did not grow. And Paul says, you people in Corinth, I want to give you meat, but I cannot because you are only fit to have milk. All of you sucking milk bottles. You have not grown. I say, may this never be said of you in this church, because we seek after the Lord every day and pray for His Spirit. Now continue, please. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither are you able now. Even now, Paul says, you people in the church of Corinth, wake up. Repent of your sins. Turn to the Lord. Pray for the Holy Spirit that you may be able to receive the meat of the Word of God. Verse 3, another rebuke. Another rebuke. Learn from what Paul uses to rebuke the church in Corinth. You are carnal, meaning to say you are still in a natural state. Old Adam is still ruling over you and you have not grown. You're carnal, very unspiritual. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, you are carnal and walk as men of the world. How can it be? May God deliver us, help us. Please remember, pray for the Holy Spirit. Read the Word of God. Meditate on it. And every day, study. Plead with the Lord. Holy Spirit in you, teaching you with the Word, you will grow. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, blessed be thy holy name. We thank thee for today that we have come to thy holy table to remember the Lord for his death. And we have also fed on the Word of God. Don't know what it means to be a child of God, and how every child of us should grow to be adults, to be strong in the word of God, to be witnesses and laborers together with God. So, Lord, may thy Holy Spirit teach and lead us into all truth. This is our prayer in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.